Hey, Vital MTBers, if we're not riding bikes, working on bikes, watching bikes, we're talking about bikes. Vital MTB's Johan Hjord caught up with Brendan Fairclough at the Scott Genius launch just a few days ago and got a nice little 12-minute interview. So we're launching this off the cuff, kind of informal format on our podcast channel. Our Inside Line podcast will still be dropping every other Wednesday as normal, but we're giving you some more insight and depth with pro riders and industry professionals alike. So hope you enjoy it.
We're here with Mr. Brendan Brendog Fairclough, catching up on life and general things at a launch.
Fairclough.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe Bearclaw, Fairclough. It's not a stretch. Mr. Fairclough, sorry about that. Yeah. In the lovely Aosta Valley riding some Scott bikes. So coming back to the event of the year in movie world, at least in mountain bike movie world. I don't know how it stacks up to Wonder Woman, but it's definitely our favorite mountain bike movie so far, Death Grip. Were you worried leading up to the release of the movie that it wouldn't be everything you thought it was? And how has that actually panned out, like the actual reactions since it went live?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was, like I've said a few times, it's sort of 18 months of my life and a lot more of my thought. And every time I went to bed, you know, I thought of something new. And, it, you know, all that time built up into 52, 53 minutes of action is... it's a lot to handle, you know, when you think about how much time and effort and that not just me, the whole crew put into it of digging and filming and even to things like, you know, like my local bike shop, like swapping my frames over. We tried to do a different frame for each section, you know. So all that down into 52 minutes of action packed thing is scary, you know, so you don't know how people are going to take it, and obviously that's the scary part. But so far, you know, I don't know whether people have just been nice to me, but I've had some amazing compliments. Some of the best ones are, I had a kid in Leogan come up to me, he's like, "Brendan, I found the movie boring." And I was like, "Oh shit." He was like, "Yeah, it was boring the ninth time I watched it in a row." And I was like, "Okay, that's cool." So that's a really funny comment. And also I get a lot of actually, "Brendan, I watched the movie, even my girlfriend watched the whole thing and she was stoked." So, you know, that things like that, which I started out with, was a huge thing for me, like just making it not accessible, making it exciting. Accessible is the wrong word. Making it exciting for everyone, you know.
Right.
So that I think we achieved it. Me and Clay didn't butt heads too much. We got a good mix of action-packed action, like how I wanted it, and also with Clay, he's like experimented a lot with different music and cinematography and pushing the limits of what he can do. So, you know, that's hard because obviously slow motion is, you know, very big and it captures some amazing stuff, but equally I wanted it to be action-packed and inspiring and inspirational and mainly just make people want to go and get on a bike and rip a turn. So I think we found a good happy medium, and like I said, we've had a pretty good reception so far. Well, very good. It's been amazing.
So after the super stees of Death Grip, we're on to the super stees of 29ers in downhill, and we're going to have to ask the question, what do you really think of it? You're obviously, you've been on the wheels now for a race.
Yeah.
So there's something there in terms of speed. You obviously must think they're faster, because as a racer you wouldn't do anything that makes you go slower.
No.
And do you think this is like a legit direction? This is just like brakes getting better, suspension getting better, frame geometry getting better. Is this just another step and we should, you know, be happy to embrace it and this is racing? Or are you one of the guys who think it's going too far in the wrong direction and maybe we shouldn't head there?
No, in my honest opinion of how I feel the sport should go, I feel like the downhill side should stay on 27.5. That's my opinion. I'm sure, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of whatever, but that's my opinion. We had the option to use the 29. We have a frame that we can put 29-inch wheel straight in. We could just have to change a few little minor things, like a few offset bushings and this, that, and the other. Got a fork from Fox, so there was an option was there, and I felt really like if there was a track, it was going to help. It was going to be Leogang. I rode really well there last year and didn't get the result I wanted. I had a crash, but I felt like if there was a track, it was going to be there. So we had the option. I put him on, and I felt like, and I'm still a racer, you know. Like I often get accused of being a free rider. No, not accused, but which I guess I am. I enjoy that side of things. But ultimately, I'm here, and why I've stayed around so long is because of racing. Because I want to get back on the podium. Because I want to be fast, and because this is the reason why I get up in the morning, go to the gym, and ride my bike. So I felt like a little bit of pressure from a few places, you know, that I should ride them, I should try them. But like, that was the first time I've ridden 29-inch wheels on my bike. I put them on a Friday morning and rode practice, and then had a crap qualifying, and then had a crap race. like I said, it was one of the weirdest sensations for me. I felt really good in my run. I felt like if I put that run down, I would have been, you know, top 10 right thereabouts in previous years or previous races, and I was nowhere near. It was the worst World Cup result I've ever had without crashing or a mechanical, you know. So I don't know what that means, you know, because I really felt like I was pushing hard and I was on the edge and I felt really good and this, that and the other, blah, blah, blah. And my result wasn't there. So for a racer, that's one of the hardest things to stomach, you know. And but I'm not going to completely give up. We're going to Innsbruck next week to ride, and we're going to do some proper testing, do back-to-back on my normal, I say normal, on my 27 and on the 29. We're going to have two bikes there ready to go. And I'll let you know, but it's definitely something that I don't want to be faster. Deep down, I don't want 29 to be faster, but if I'm looking on paper and I think in theory, it just kind of must be on the tracks that are these days, straighter, you know, not so many berms and roots and rocks and this, that and the other. And I don't know. Like I said, in my head on paper, it seems faster, but from my previous experience, which is last week, which probably did 15 runs over the whole week, didn't go to plan. So I don't know. Yeah. I know there's a big mix up, and I want 27 to be faster, but we'll see. And like I said before, I'm a racer, and I want to go fast as I can, and that's my goal. So we'll see.
So, but you're still you haven't made up your mind with regards to Andorra, for example. You'll do some testing in Innsbruck, and then you'll come back and figure it out on that track.
Yeah, Andorra is actually big one of my big favourite tracks. It's an amazing place, amazing track. Turns all the way down. In my heart, I'd really hope the 29 is not faster there. But like I said, I'm just gonna ride the bike that's the fastest for me after testing. You know, like I said, we're gonna go to Innsbruck and Crackworks, do some testing, do some whatever, and see what works, and we'll see. I'm gonna definitely ride the one that's faster.
Yes, so obviously you've got the remainder of the World Cup season to deal with, and World Champs down under. What else is on your plate for the rest of the year? You've got Rampage coming up, some stuff like that?
Yeah, obviously the rest of the World Cup's exciting. We've got Andorra, real favourite track of mine. Lenzerheide coming up, always a good atmosphere, big Scott presence there. Lovely lake at the bottom to hang out with, providing the weather plays on our side. Then we got the final World Cup finals and World Champs, and then obviously we have Rampage, which I'm mixed at the minute. I'm not sure I want to do. It's extremely mentally and physically draining, that one, and I've done it the last 5 years, and I've survived three of those years, and the other two I got injured. So, like I said, it's even you can see how even from the outside on pictures and whatever. But if you're actually doing it, you're digging there for 10 days now. Yeah. You're digging in the desert, and you don't get a lot of riding, and there's a lot of it's draining. Yeah. I'm losing hair from that event, and I wouldn't maybe have a year out, but maybe not. But then another good option is Hardline. So it's, you know, Dan Athey, a good friend of mine, has been building that event up over the last few years. Yeah. And I did the first one, and then I decided not to do the last few because of Rampage and other commitments. Uh-huh. And I think I might try it again this year. Give it a go. Give a get the free racer mentality back out and give it a go.
That looks like an event made for free racers, right?
Absolutely. Well, we see it's funny, the last couple of years I've had text messages from Dan, oh, Brendan, when are you going to come up and help me guinea pig these horrible big jumps? And I'm thinking, I do enough guinea pigging at Rampage to last me a lifetime, so I don't really want to help you out with them. But yeah, this year I'm going to go and probably give it another go. And also got some, me and Clay have also been thinking about some new projects and stuff. There's no big movies or anything coming out, but we want to go and... We've got some plans. I've got some big plans, you know, that I didn't manage to do in Death Grip that I want to incorporate into something else, so we'll see.
Well, now we want you to go and get those done.
Don't be expecting any 50-minute full-length movies.
Well, no, but
some exciting stuff I want to incorporate, so we'll see.
Yeah, so you got the filmmaking bug now, for real.
You know what? It's just such an amazing way of expressing... the best out of someone, you know, the best out of an athlete or a place or a location or a bike. You know, you don't have to rush to do anything. It's all quite calculated and planned, and it's a good way of, like I said, just getting the best out of something. So, it's exciting for me, and I like to see the reaction from people, and it's cool.
Yeah. So speaking of getting the best of places, you've ridden in almost every good place that one is supposed to go ride one's bike in. So if somebody comes up in the street and says, dude, I've got a bit of money and I got to go and do this one trip. I got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just normal mountain biking, you know, no hucking off cliffs or anything, but somebody has to go somewhere and this has to be the experience of a lifetime. Where do you send them now?
Well, it's funny you say I've ridden everywhere in the world, which I've ridden an incredible amount of places. And we're in the Aosta Valley right now in Italy, which has opened up a whole new world of riding for me. But definitely if it's a guy on a trail bike, you know, 150, 160 mil.
Yeah.
Out with friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to harp on about it, but the island of Madeira really is, for me, gives the most variety of riding, the best riding. And... you know, John at Free Ride Madeira, we go there and I'm just being like, oh, John, I fancy riding some loam today. He's like, okay, we'll go over this way to ride some loam. Oh, John, I fancy riding some open fields and desert sections, you know. And the island just provides anything you really want. So I'm kind of, last three times I've been there, sort of in inverted commas, been work. It's been filming for Death Grip. So I'm quite desperate to go back there with a group of friends and just enjoy the island and ride and drink some beers in the oven evening and have a good time. So I'd push people in that direction.
I was lucky enough to ride there for a week, and I agree, I haven't ridden in as many places as you have, but that was super cool. Anyway, so thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us. We're always stoked to see whatever it is you come up with. You know, if you're riding, we're going to have our cameras on you or whatever, we'll be watching. And good luck for the rest of the season. We'll be here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.